The latest forecast from the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center shows a portion of North Carolina is now in exceptional drought. That is the highest level of intensity. Looking to the Mid-Atlantic region, the Climate Prediction Center is now forecasting that drought conditions in Virginia, southeastern Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Delaware will persist at least through the end of September. The lack of rainfall has major implications for field crops, tree fruit, and hay fields in our region. Local orchards and wine grape vineyards continue to monitor for the spotted lanternfly. Officials with Virginia Cooperative Extension say the invasive insect is most likely to be found in peaches, apples, and grapes. Well, today we have a special report from the USDA on hot weather and your lawn.
Concerned how your lawn or garden plants will hold up in extreme heat? Cynthia Domighetti of Kansas State University Extension says while watering to keep plants healthy is important, one should also consider if a plant or lawn even needs water.
If you are watering too much, you're encouraging the roots of the plant to stay shallow. By watering only as needed and watering deep, the roots are going to grow deeper into the soil, and that's going to support healthier plants.
Timing when it comes to watering, particularly at extreme heat events, is important.
Choose to water in the early morning hours and don't water when it's windy. That's going to reduce the amount of water that's wasted to evaporation.
Domighetti adds an unpopular yet essential consideration in drought is prioritizing your plants.
Trees and shrubs are more expensive to replace. Make sure those more expensive, more valuable to you plants are receiving enough water.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod, for that report. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.